USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now making its final trip to Buckingham Palace in central London. A new poll shows Americans are moving on from the coronavirus pandemic. Research out from Axios shows Americans are working and adventuring outside their homes, even though COVID cases increased at the beginning of the summer. The poll finds a vast majority of Americans believe COVID changed our lives forever, but we're now in a better place than a year ago. The White House is noting a shift in momentum in Ukraine's war with Russia, so said National Security Spokesman John Kirby. He praised Ukraine's counteroffensive that has led to the recapturing of large parts of Russian-occupied territory. The Consumer Price Index report shows that inflation is up over 8% from last year. Reacting to that news, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says that inflation is slowing month to month.
We do have problems, but I think we're making progress. And I'm proud of the progress that we are making, and we're seeing it every day.
She claims without proof, the Inflation Reduction Act will lower prices over the long term, while other bills, like the bipartisan infrastructure bill, create new jobs. A trial for the man accused in the shooting deaths of 23 people at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 is being delayed. The man was set to go before a judge Tuesday morning, but the district attorney filed a motion to recuse the judge. There are allegations that the judge has personal hostility toward the DA. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The former head of security at Twitter is testifying Tuesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee about alleged privacy concerns within the social media giant. Peter Zagko has previously filed a whistleblower complaint with government agencies claiming extreme, egregious deficiencies regarding Twitter's cybersecurity. Here, Zagko addresses a committee describing the alleged problems within Twitter.
First, they don't know what data they have, where it lives, or where it came from, and so, unsurprisingly, they can't protect it. And this leads to the second problem, which is the employees then have to have too much access to too much data and to too many systems.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, another conflict is taking place between two countries in the region.
Armenia said on Tuesday that at least 49 of its soldiers have been killed in clashes along the border with Azerbaijan after a sharp escalation in hostilities, which prompted Russia and the United States to call for restraint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
News that the first national railroad strike in 30 years could start Friday has Amtrak canceling some long-distance routes. Amtrak says starting Tuesday they'll be suspending service from Chicago to Los Angeles, Seattle, and San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.